And welcome, everyone. Welcome to Tesla Media, Tesla Wolf Medias, and Paranoid TVs, and People's Internet Radio's Cancel the Cabal. I'm on two streams tonight. I normally do simulcasts, but this is my maiden show on Tesla Wolf Media and Paranoid TV. I'm Stephen Roberts, and this is Cancel the Cabal. I'm going to ask my guest a question as soon as I introduce him, but I'm not sure if I'm having a technical problem or not either. But anyways, my guest is Larry Overman. He's the CEO and founder of Tesla Wolf Media. He's up in Oregon, and the production company is up in Oregon also. And I just lost his video. Okay. I'm going to welcome you to the show, Larry.
Well, I'm here. I'm there. I think it's coming back.
Yes,
there it is.
Yes, the video just came back. My first question is, I'm on the Paranoia TV channel, and I don't see where I'm at. I'm supposed to be right after James, and James is over.
So on Tesla Wolf Media, you're on the channels page.
Yes.
And you go to Paranoia TV.
Right.
And I don't see you live there either. You should automatically be live.
Yeah.
Not receiving a signal.
It shows me streaming Ustream Tesla Wolf Media. It shows nothing's been dropped.
So right there where the let me do something here really quick.
Sure.
Where it shows you to be going to Tesla Wolf Media, that channel needs to say Paranoia TV. There's about 9 channels on Tesla Wolf Media right now.
Okay.
And that's probably what it is. I can look and see which one is live.
I'm on a channel, but it's not the correct one.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay, because it shows my stream is running great.
Yeah, and chances are you are going to be running metrics. Let's take a peek here. See which one you're running to.
I just like to see. I just like to see if anything does happen. You know, I can.
Aha! So you've got it. No, maybe not.
I can see freeze ups, and I can see drop stream and stuff like that. And that's what I like to do.
Absolutely. So, which channel are you showing going to?
The Mysteries channel.
Okay. So yes, that's what I thought, because I'm like going, maybe Olav has a live feed going to that, because he does like to do that. So we need to switch your channel, and it should say Paranoia TV.
He had a problem yesterday. I think this was the only thing he could get me on. But I think he's going to have to work on it later or something.
I think so, too. And that's okay, because we can also make a quick change on my end. And I can grab this conversation and a screenshot of you and myself and push it out there.
Oh, just a restream?
Yep.
Okay. Bear with us, folks. This is a brand new show for all of us. There are limited resources, limited people working on these things, and we had limited time to get things up and running.
You know, when you're running a company and you have so many various talents that are involved, it can make it somewhat of a challenge. Save settings. We'll go here.
And I've actually got the split screen on. My camera over on the left, and you're over on the right. So if you want to take a snapshot of that.
I've got you with a nice smile on your face here. Just a second, and I'll put you side by side with me, and we'll be live.
Okay.
And I know you have a guest listening as well. How's she doing today?
She's fine. She doesn't have the internet. She doesn't have the type of, she doesn't have a computer. She just has a phone, and she's not able to get my shows, and she likes to call in every once in a while and just listen.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so I don't mind it.
Loyalty. I love it. So top, crop it down. Bottom, we'll crop you in there.
Olav. Yeah, he just messaged me.
Yep. So now we'll do here. Template. Side by side. B. Bear with me 2 more seconds, and we will be live on Paranoia TV.
Okay.
Got to finish cropping you out. There we go. And it will zoom you in so they can see you better. And we'll zoom this one up a little bit. Kind of do it as a little bit of an overlay. There we go. There we go. We'll make it fun. All right.
Well, I can always produce the video afterwards from my hard drive and rerun it that way.
There we go. So we should have audio from you and audio from me. And there we go. All right, everybody. Okay. So we're live on Tesla Wolf Media, Paranoia TV. Welcome. We are with Stephen Roberts and Cancel the Cabal. So here we go. Take it away, buddy.
Yes, it does. It does say live now. I've got the screenshot up there. I've got you talking live and me just a little image there. But yes, we are live.
There we go. All right, everybody. So we're live on Tesla Wolf Media, Paranoia TV. Welcome. Oops. We are with Stephen Roberts and Cancel the
I had to wonder how that happened. Okay. I went live and there was a loop, but got rid of that loop. Yes, everyone. As we mentioned, we are live. I am Steve Roberts. This is Cancel the Cabal, the first show on Tesla Wolf Media and Paranoia TV. And I'm also on My People's Internet Radio Stream. So tonight we are going to do a kind of a dual introduction for the TV crew, TV people. This is my first show on Paranoia TV. I've been doing video shows for something. Okay.
There we go. All right. We stopped that loop. Yeah, you'll want to definitely kill the audio on that on your end. Yeah. otherwise it's going to loop all day.
I did that.
Yep. So I killed it on this end too. So we're good.
Well, when I went back to the page. I hit the stream, and it went full volume. I had the volume on off. Then when I hit the stream to go live to watch it, it seemed to boost back up there to 100%. Anyways, we'll get these little bugs figured out, everyone. Won't happen next time. I know how to do it now. As I mentioned, this is going to be a dual introduction. Larry's been on my show one other time. And I'm not sure if that is the if that's part of the reason what had him and others ask me aboard. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but it doesn't matter to me. I'm on board and I'm here to stay. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, I've been doing video shows for almost 22 months now.
Wow!
Yeah, it was February of last year, 2013. The 1st of February was my first show actually. So. Tesla Wolf Media, maybe you can explain to the viewers and listeners who might like to know what Tesla Wolf Media is.
Are you listening to it on the other end?
No. Are you still getting a loop?
Where's that coming from?
Are you still getting a loop? I'm not getting a loop.
There we go. Hold on. I am. I know what happened. So my loop in my head was mine, and I actually had somehow I must have hit the player on this end, so we're good.
Just like I did. You hit the player to watch it.
Very glad to have you aboard. I know that Ron was seeking out individuals that wanted to expand their existing shows and give them a video platform to operate, and we wanted to add more content, increase our viewership. You know, because right now we had, what, 3 shows or 4 shows that would run weekly. Ground Zero, of course, runs every night during the week. But when you launch a Roku channel, you need to have more content. And by doing that, you just drive viewers. So everybody that is on Tesla Wolf Media now has access to the beta version and the private channel of Tesla Wolf Media, where we're streaming live directly to the Roku box. And also online. And then at some point here in the very near future, we will have a public Roku channel that will be less than half of the cost of most pay Roku channels.
Right. I've never actually seen a Roku channel or a box or anything. I've never been over anyone's house that's even had one.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, unless they had one and didn't mention it to me. But
it's only about that big.
Okay.
They're not very big. I run a Roku 3. I bought mine because of Olaf. He mentioned it to me, and I was like, you know what? Right on. And more people I've noticed here in Portland are switching over to a Roku because they don't want to pay the big cable prices or the big satellite prices. They want to watch things that are entertaining to them.
Right.
I know NBC, ABC, Netflix, Hulu, they all have apps on there. You can get almost all your news channels. And from various different cities across the country, you can pick up specific news. And it's very viewer detailed. And that's why we went that route, is it's kind of got a niche marketplace, and you have niche channels. I like to watch the one that where they have where they're cooking a lot of Thai food, and we also have one for watching to make various different drinks that we watch on occasion.
Well, that sounds very cool. I know there needs to be some kind of a alternative to the mainstream, whether it's you know, like something. Myself, I don't even watch the mainstream anymore. I just, if I do watch anything, I haven't had a TV, but in 3.5 to 4 years, or a cable bill in over 4 years now, but I do watch stuff on like the Discovery Channel or the Learning Channel or some of them other alternative channels. Because those things are just a lot more fascinating than anything they put on mainstream. To me,
they are, yeah.
So besides myself, maybe you'd like to say who's going to come on board?
So we've got Freighter X, yourself, James Wright, Jack Blood, and there's a few others. We've got Alex, and I don't want to mispronounce his last name, begins with an A. There's a list of about 14. I know Susan, after yesterday, is going to be coming on board in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
There's a pretty healthy list. And the one thing that's a benefit to all of the subscribers when they do subscribe, whether they subscribe via Tesla Wolf Media or they wait until the public Roku channel comes out, those that are members of Tesla Wolf Media get the e-magazine of Paranoia free.
Okay.
So that's kind of one of those things. That's part of the reason why we went that direction, was to give them that extra bonus.
Yeah.
And that's the reason. There's a slight variance in cost, but not a lot, between Tesla Wolf Media and then just having the app on Roku separate. There's a slight price variance, but not a lot.
Sure. They can either get it right off the computer like they're doing right now, or they can get it off Roku.
Absolutely.
We get paid no matter what, right?
Yeah, pretty much. But by being a member directly of Tesla Wolf Media on a monthly or an annual basis, you get the e-zine free from Paranoia. So we have momentarily, Paranoia had ran into some issues and was, quite frankly, they got ripped off by a distributor. Ron got a distributor having, he went through and printed thousands of magazines for distribution. They took the magazines, put them into places like Barnes & Noble, but never paid him. So he couldn't fight that, so we stepped in and helped him out. And for a little while, till we get it kind of stabilized and get the revenue flowing back into Paranoia Magazine, it's going to be an e-magazine. The issues that we have not yet printed, we've done an issue number 59, fall of 2014, which was on Slenderman. That is an e-zine. It's on Kindle. It's getting ready to be up on iBook, and it's also on our website for download, both at Tesla Wolf Media and ParanoiaMagazine.com.
I've really been astonished to find out in the last couple of years here just how big I don't want to say comics, because Paranoia Magazine isn't a comic, but comics are still big.
They are.
Not just among the younger kids, but even into the millennials, or the people that are considered
the hipsters.
Yeah. Well, I forgot what the other group was called. There's the millennials, and there's the older folks like me, and but
baby boomers,
that's what it is. But yeah, and there's another group in there, I think. But
there's my group, and we're part of the repercussions of the 60s.
Right,
we came after the 60s and at the end of all the free love. Yeah, now right. Everybody, everywhere you go, everybody's charging for it on every corner.
Yeah, but they're there's a thing out there called cosplay, and that's costume playing is what it is. From the video that I caught on Gorilla on the Tesla Wolf Media website there the other day, I watched that 12 or 13 minute video, and it goes into the explanations.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are there's just literally hundreds of thousands of them out there that are doing this.
And that was the one where we were at Comic-Con.
Comic-Con, yes.
Yeah, yeah, we were at Comic-Con with Ground Zero last year. We'll probably be there again this year, but yeah.
Are you into that cosplay?
I know that we have a conference coming up in Scottsdale, Arizona. I think it's in February.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to probably be there.
Are you into the cosplay?
You know, I have a pirate costume, and we just sold a full-on the harder armored Batman, the Batman from when Jack Nicholson.
Oh, okay.
Was the Joker.
And, that was
Michael Keaton. Yeah. Was Batman. That was what, 91?
Oh, that was a long, long time ago. Yeah. I do know that. I didn't really care for Michael Keaton being the Batman, and there was somebody else in between there.
Yeah, George Clooney did it once.
George Clooney did it once.
He was the one that did it when Alicia Silverstone was Batgirl.
Yeah, and there was another one in there too. I forget the name, but anyways, I thought the one that just left was probably the best one.
Christian Bale. Yeah, he was the last one, and there was one in between there. I'm trying to remember who it was.
I am too. He was a good actor.
I'll do it later. Yeah. Wikipedia tells you everything.
It does. It does. But that kind of stuff is a little fascinating. I mean, it's a release. I think people can get to get into costumes and play act and do little skits and that. But is that what they do?
Pretty much. They just they come in character. They, you know, a lot of people that are, you know, just they're patrons, but they're not dressed up in costume. They like to take pictures with all the characters. And for those people that are in character, it's kind of an interaction with that they would normally not have, because a lot of those people are more introverted until they have a costume on. So it's their safeguard to be able to interact with the public.
Certainly.
And I think it's very fascinating to watch some of the people, because they wouldn't normally be there. They're usually the guys that are, you know, like I was when I was a kid, and I'm sitting down somewhere hiding on a computer and just plugging away and doing my thing. And, you know, I wasn't a very popular guy in school. You know, some people say so, but I didn't feel as if I was. I kind of hid out in the auto shop, you know, during, especially my senior year. I was there all day long except for 1 hour.
Yeah, I was quite the introvert myself, and probably I still do consider myself somewhat of an introvert. Although I am doing this video and the internet radio stuff, I think people can mistake in doing something for a cause as being an extrovert or confident about yourself. And that's not really the case. You know, you can do something for a cause and still be an introvert, believe me.
Absolutely. And I really didn't, I usually kept to myself until, you know, Ghost Mine, of course, when we did Ghost Mine on the Sci-Fi Channel, I didn't do a lot of posting on Facebook. I could have cared less for social media. And after doing that, it kind of shows you a different thing, you know, a different, I don't know what to call it. There's a different way to look at the public. And some places you're like safe and you can be you, who you are. And then there's some places you go or some some people that you're around, they expect you to be a certain way. And now breaking away from all of that and starting, you know, Tesla Wolf Media and interacting with a different group of people, I really just don't care. You know, if somebody don't like it, you know, don't participate.
Yeah.
I tell Clyde all the time, said, don't respond to your trolls. Just ignore them.
I never have.
And if it's profanity, you ban them. It's real simple.
Yeah. I never have responded to one troll probably in the 22 months. I just don't care. I don't really know, but I suspect a good 80 to 85% of the trolls aren't real people. I mean, they might be real people, but they're probably got some kind of a computer program behind them.
Some of them do. Yeah. You know, I was talking with John Rich from Big and Rich. Him and I were having a conversation. God, that was back in March, April this year, and having a good time out at Fontenelle Mansion out there north of Nashville. Lots of alcohol flowing. It was great. He had given me a piece of advice that kind of spurred the direction of Tesla and where we were going to go after, you know, we decided to pause on Haunted Mind TV and actually just do it as Tesla Wolf Media. And he said, if you don't have trolls and you don't have haters, you're not working hard enough.
And you're not doing a very good job either.
Exactly. So if you're acquiring trolls and you have haters, that means you're doing a good job.
Yes, you are. So they always said, in World War II, the fighter bombers, they knew that they were over the target whenever they started getting flack. I've heard that. You know, that's that's always a good thing to think about.
Absolutely. When you got bombs and, you know, when the bullets are hitting the wings, you know you're in the right spot.
That's right. That's right, so to speak. But what kind of forecast do you see for Tesla Wolf Media and Paranormal TV? What would you like to see in 5 years' time?
You know, I think that it's the direction that we're currently headed. I believe it's going to be a force to be reckoned with. And the reason for that is, number one, we're going to give it to everybody raw, real. It's not going to be, we're not government subsidized, so there's no government influence whatsoever. As with all of your mainstream news channels, every single news channel is government subsidized, period. The internet, thankfully, is still non-FCC regulated, and we are hoping to keep it that way. So as long as we are not regulated by the FCC across the internet, we're going to give it to you as raw and real as we possibly can.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you something. I don't think I've told you before, but the group that I'm on right now, the radio network, is based in Ireland, based in mm-hmm. based in Dublin. There, they have another group affiliated with them. They're called UK Column, mm-hmm. and they do a lot of the same things that you and I are doing. The video based. News production like things. Just within the last few months, I think about 3 months ago, maybe four, they got attacked by the UK government, by the British government. They're trying to get them to contract in a way. What the UK government is telling them is they are TV like. They are just mm-hmm. like TV, but they're internet video based, mm-hmm. and they're trying to get them to pay a TV, they're trying to get them to pay a TV license.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm wondering if something like that is going to be heading our way.
I think they may attempt it, but in order to do that, you actually have to be broadcasting. They would have to put those same sanctions on satellite TV.
Right.
You know, and the other channels on cable.
Right.
Because that's the reason why they have them separated is, like, you know, HBO and, you know, Cinemax, all of those are cable channels, which pretty much can play any of the adult content they choose.
Yep.
And if they try to do that to online TV broadcasting in the U.S., they will have to impose those same things on cable TV.
Yes.
And satellite.
Yes.
And there will be some hefty pushback on that. And there's already a lot of lobbyists trying to keep them away from doing that.
Yes. Well, currently,
lobbyists, we don't have to pay for. All the cable companies and the satellite companies are paying them.
Yeah. Currently, over there in the UK also, the people have to pay what's called a TV tax. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah. They had something similar to that when I was in Russia. I spent 3 winters in Siberia. It was a very fascinating place, and they have various different taxes. The one thing that I liked was they have, like, one power bill. They pay it in January and you're good all year. It's not very high. You know, it's like $200 and you're covered all year.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Hey, well, sure it would, especially the Siberian and most of Russia's winters over there can be brutal.
Mm-hmm. The one town that I was in, Kumertau, they have one central boiler in the center of town, and that provided all of the hot water to everybody. Hotels, residents, your heat came from hot water, so it literally, your heat, your primary source of heat, which was the water going through the radiators, was controlled by the city.
Yeah. What made you go over to Russia there?
So I was, I spent, you know, God, 18 years or better in the oil industry. And I had gone over there to teach them how to drill horizontally with a coil tubing unit in an underbalanced situation, which basically means there's no pressure under there and it's just an open cavern. We were drilling to tap into and help them create gas storage wells in caverns that were underground.
Ah, kind of like what the Kuwaitis and the American interests, the American oil companies did over there in 1990 mm-hmm. to Saddam Hussein.
Yes.
Drilled sideways.
Yep.
Into the country of Iraq.
Yeah, you can drill horizontal for a very long ways.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
Is it more stable that way, or?
No, but what it does is, you know, when you have different zones for oil, it actually can allow you to tap into multiple zones. And when you know where those zones are, you drill into them, and then they do what they call perforating. And so once you have your casing in there, you can go in and then you perforate, and you can open those zones up separately, or you can pack them off, and you can open and close zones as you want to produce them. When the price of oil is down below a point where they choose not to sell it, because the people that own the rights, a lot of them are already wealthy because of the rights that they've had for a number of years. So when it's not paying, they'll shut them in.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we have oil in the U.S. We have a very significant amount of oil in the U.S. and natural gas.
Is that up there in the Anwar, Alaska part?
Up in Alaska, also Wyoming, Utah. Utah's crude is a little different. It's not sweet crude. It's more of a sour crude. And, you know, Wyoming, like the car that I'm driving right now, my 2014 Ford Focus, the motor oil is refined from natural gas.
You mentioned sour crude. That probably just takes a little more refinement.
It does. It doesn't have, it's got more heavy paraffins in it, and, you know, H2S, we have, you know, some sour crude in Wyoming as well,
yeah,
down near the Utah border. And
I've been all over that country. I've seen the derricks.
Yep.
I've seen them down in Oklahoma, Texas,
yep.
Everywhere. I mean, derricks are still there, and they're still
When you go down through Texas and you get near Midland, you don't see the rigs like you used to. There's freaking windmills everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just got the whole sky is lit up. The whole sky blinks red.
Huh.
It's crazy.
That's weird. Yeah. Sorry, here a second. I'm still eating.
That's
sorry,
all right, everyone. Yeah. I'm against GMOs 100%, but this time of year, I just gotta have my Frankenberries. So I choked down a bowl of Frankenberries before on, and I can smell my wife in there cooking now. She's like making something good.
Good old sugar-coated Frankenberries.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love it. The marshmallows. I wish they put more marshmallows in them.
Yeah. Those were the chocolate marshmallows, weren't they?
No, they're the fruity ones.
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula is the chocolate one. I ate my blueberries earlier in the week.
You must have little kids, huh?
No.
No?
It's just me and my wife. My daughter, I love her very much, but she made the decision to graduate high school in Houston, Texas this year. So she moved back to spend this year with her mother.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah, that's tough. She's never been this far away from me.
Yeah.
In a long, long time.
Tougher on you, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Well, you know, I thought I'd take a little break here. That's okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're allowed to play music or something? Or
absolutely. You have your ASCAP license through your radio station?
Kind of.
Yeah. Go for it. Rock and roll.
Okay. We'll be back here in just a few minutes, everyone.
Sounds good.
Not very long at all. Let me get something lined up.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Just a three-minute break.
Sure. I will switch some audio around here, and we'll just let it go.
All right. And welcome back after the break, everyone. I like my Creedence. I hope everyone else does too. Most everybody, or a lot of people over there in Ireland like Creedence. And I know that's probably more your parents' style of music.
Actually, no, I love John Fogerty. He was an amazing songwriter. He still is. He's still banging that guitar today.
He is.
Yes.
But I thought I would make a little announcement here. I am getting a lot of help from Ron Patton and Leticia down there in San Diego or Los Angeles, wherever they're at. I think it's San Diego.
San Diego, yeah.
Yeah. They've been giving me a lot of guests. For some reason, the bigger I get, the harder it is for me to try to get someone. I know I'm being censored in through my email, through Facebook, and through a lot of other things. I've been told by people that know things that I have over 3,000 unseen watchers and listeners every show. That means government agencies of all countries. Have you ever, do you know of the program called Peer Blocker? Have you ever heard of that one?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. That one actually takes, tracks all of the people that are watching your ISP, your personal URL.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does, it kind of takes them all into a little special room and blocks them from watching you at that particular time that you access it. It's pretty wild. I had it one time.
We'll have to check into that.
Yeah, I had it one time.
I know we're tracking all the IPs. So we do have an IP log for the website and for the video side.
Yeah. Well, believe me, I've been told that there are ways that these agencies and stuff can watch you still without being seen by your technology.
Mm-hmm.
They can still watch and track you. But I had it at one time last year, but I had to get rid of it. It was interfering with another virus protection thing. But at one time, I accessed it, and I had 789 million websites that were looking at me, putting a strain on my putting a strain on my computer. They just wanted to check me out because whatever the reason happened to be, some little keyword I might have said. And everybody wants to watch and listen.
Well, now with our affiliation with Paranoia and things that we're doing, I haven't flown since we've started all this, and I'm wondering how hard of a time. It used to be really easy. You just go in,
do
your thing. But now that we've started down this kind of this path of truth and merging with Paranoia and kind of taking that bull by the horns and getting all that out there. And all the websites are registered to me. So it's like, is it going to be hard for me to fly?
Well, I tell you one thing. I hadn't flown for approximately 32 years since I graduated high school in 1982 until last August.
Wow.
Yeah. My pool team won the local tournament and we got a free paid trip out to Vegas to play in a national tournament. So I had to fly. And there was eight of us that went out there. And oddly enough, I was the only one that got picked out and got the wand and, got the little pat down. I mean, it wasn't much of a pat down, but, I still got the magnetic wand drawn up and down me, and I got the little pat down. And I was the only one out of the eight that was doing this at the time. But maybe it's irony. Maybe it was a mistake. Who knows?
Yeah, it's tough to say. I know that they, every time my wife goes through that metal detector, they'll have to call over, a TSA gal and say, well, we have to check. And she's like, really? You really have to do that? You know, every well-endowed woman has a bra that has an underwire. Yeah,
underwire bra straps, yep.
what are you going to do?
Yes.
It's ridiculous. I think they have taken that level way too far. The same thing with the flights coming in and out of Africa right now. Shut them off. I completely agree with what was said. Well, I saw a video by Donald Trump yesterday. Stop the flights. Simple. Yeah. Contain it within the area. Don't let it get out. Do not put 4,000 troops at risk. It's relatively easy to contain.
Yeah. You're talking about the Ebola scare?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know myself, I don't know how much of this is true, to tell you the truth. There might only be two people in this country that have Ebola, but but and they might be blowing it all out of proportion.
You know, the guy
there might be some kind of an outbreak.
You know, rest his soul. You know, he just passed away from it. But I believe, and this is just my conspiracy curiosity side, you know, I'm not really a theorist, but, you know, Rick Perry was throwing a screaming fit at this administration over the border. Now, how coincidental is it that the first outbreak is in Texas?
Down there, yeah.
Okay.
Down there around the border, wasn't it?
Exactly. They know it's in Dallas, but, you know,
okay.
You know, Dallas is still, you know, 8 hours plus from the Mexico border, but the guy flew into Dallas and lied on his paperwork coming out of Liberia. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous and coincidental, maybe, that because Rick Perry is, I think he's planning on running for president. I don't know that I would necessarily vote for him. However, he's going to throw up some competition for the other party. And I just thought it was very ironic that the very first outbreak in the U.S. that was not from somebody knowingly that we knew was flying over with it already. You know, the doctor and the nurse that flew back to the East Coast or wherever they were at. You know, they flew in. We knew they had it. We brought them home. But this guy just sneaks into Texas.
Allegedly sneaked into Texas, yeah.
It's like, really? Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah, yeah. So they can try and see how prepared the Texas government is going to be to handle that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also odd. A lot of things happen down in Texas that don't happen in other places, too. I wonder if that's because of a big, you know, satanic or Masonic presence down there.
You know, I don't know. I was baptized while I lived in Houston in 2007. My daughter was baptized in 2008. It would be really... It's considered part of the Bible Belt, so that'd be a tough one for me to understand. I haven't been to church in a while, so I'm currently a non-practicing Christian. Well, I'm a practicing Christian, but I don't go to a church, if that makes sense. My grandmother always said that your body was the temple, so I choose right now. I have not found the right facility to go to. But that would be a tough one to figure out. I know there's also a huge Masonic presence down in Texas. So I don't know. That's a very good question.
Yes, it is. And also, you know, with the right people, they have all the right answers. James will probably know. James Wright.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's actually from that one of those Dallas Masonic temples,
mm-hmm.
32nd Degree Mason.
Yes.
James is a great guy. He's actually on his way to Phoenix right now.
Mm-hmm.
After the cancellation of his first show, he jumped in the car and said he was off to Phoenix.
He was a little upset. They were having some technical difficulties on his radio end.
Yes.
And
on the radio end? Really?
On the radio end. He was having some technical difficulties.
I told him I could have fixed that for him.
Yeah, he was having some issues, and I think he was under the pressure. He really wanted to beat L.A. traffic, and I think that was kind of eating at him at the same time.
Sure.
That, I think he's still pretty shook up over his incident.
Yeah. From about 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. I've seen all the pictures and seen this post on Facebook. Somebody broke into his home and roughed him up a little bit. I don't think that could actually happen to me. I'm a very light sleeper myself.
Yeah. I feel sorry for somebody that tries to break into my house.
Mine too. We have what would be considered an arsenal in the government's eyes.
Mm-hmm. And it's readily available beside my bed.
Somebody was asking me, was it you asking me to try to get a Second Amendment advocate on, or was it Ron?
No,
or?
But I would love to see.
I'm actually trying to get in contact with Jan Morgan. I had her on last year. She's one of the biggest female Second Amendment advocates mm-hmm. in the country. She's also a licensed.
Might have been Olaf, because I asked Olaf to see about finding a Second Amendment advocate.
Okay, yeah. I had her on my show last year, and I've called her twice. And
mm-hmm.
But she's probably so busy she hasn't been able to respond to the messages yet. I'm hoping that's the case. But some of the other people I do have coming up here very soon is I just got in contact with this morning with former I think she's from South Carolina or North Carolina, one or the other. The former Congresswoman, Cynthia McKinney.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, I'm going to be lining her up.
So I have a question for you.
Sure.
Since we're coming up here at the top of the hour, your other guests that are coming on, you have one at 4 o'clock?
Yes.
Pacific time and one at 5 o'clock Pacific time?
No. Just from 4 to 5.
Just from 4 to 5. Okay. So how do you want to run your show on Tesla?
Well, that's what I was just going to bring up here in the next few minutes, but I'm not positive
how we can do this. Okay, so when you in the air, does it give you a selection menu where you have going to Mystery Channel?
On my broadcast software?
Yep.
I don't know. Let me see. Mystery. Oh, you cannot edit settings while streaming.
Okay, you're not streaming, so
I am.
Turn it on your other software.
I'm streaming on my XSplit, yes.
Oh, okay. You're streaming your radio on your XSplit.
No, I'm doing a video.
You're doing video on your XSplit?
Yeah.
Where's it going?
It's going to the Mystery Channel.
Oh, turn that off.
Right now?
Yeah. It won't hurt nothing.
Well, okay. We won't be taping the ending of this, though.
No. I'm broadcasting it to the Paranoia TV side.
Okay. Through Skype.
I'm bringing you in through Skype, but I'm using my producer to grab Skype and my camera and send it over.
Okay. All right. I just dropped it there.
And then now you can switch over to Paranoia TV.
Not so sure how to do that, though.
Does it give you a drop down right there where it says Mystery Channel?
Yes.
Okay.
Paranoia TV. It's not in there.
Scroll up. It'll be at the very, very top.
It's not in there at all.
Really?
Yeah. That's what Olaf had the problem with yesterday. Mm. I've got Mystery Channel, Cinema Insomnia, Conspira HQ, Conspiracy Culture, and Tesla Freestream. That's all it's given.
Really?
Yep.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, that's what the problem Olaf had yesterday.
What account are you logging into?
It says Tesla Wolf Media.
But what username?
That's what the username is, Tesla Wolf Media. He's the one that did that yesterday.
I'm just curious. Give me a second. I might be able to change something while we're having our conversation here.
Okay. But, you know, if worse comes to worse, I can just turn the stream back on and run it on the Mystery Channel.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. But I don't think we're going to have to. I think it's something to do with, channels, managers. Okay, so the username and login that you logged in with?
Yeah, he's actually the one that did it.
Was olav@anomalies.net and then his password.
That's not what it says here, but he tried that and it didn't work. He couldn't get to a Paranoid TV. You want to try to bring him in quick or anything? Or
yeah, let's see if he's available.
He's not online on Skype or anything. But.
Okay, so you're signed in as Tesla Wolf Media.
Yes.
Okay, that's my account. You should be able to see that.
Yep, there's only 5 channels available to me, and there should be
9.
9.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it should be 9, 10, 11, 12 total.
Sorry for the silence here and the
that's all right.
Technical difficulties, everyone, but we're going to try to get this figured out.
Yeah, that is weird. Move. Okay. Huh. You may have to close that program and reopen it and then come back into it and see.
I can do that.
Because even Olaf, his account has all 12 channels available to him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, mercy. What a day.
Yeah.
Great day it is. It's Friday, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes. It's an awesome day then.
Well, if worse comes to worst, do you want me to just do that plan? Try to...
Yeah. If worse comes to worst, we'll just send you over to the Mysteries Channel and let everybody know that you're on that side for the next hour.
Hour. Yep. I still have just 5 channels available to me. So, well, thanks for coming on then, Ron.
Larry.
Yes, Ron, Larry.
Yeah. We won't say nothing.
It's no, okay. Hopefully Ron's he's not watching. Hopefully he's not watching.
No, if Ron was a bad guy, I'd be upset, but Ron's a good guy, so we're okay.
All right. So, thanks, Larry Overman, for coming back on.
Thank you very much, and welcome to Paranoia TV and Tesla Wolf Media.
Thank you. I want to put another song on everyone and get ready for my next guest.
So everybody that's watching right here, go to your channels menu, drop it down, and switch over to the Mystery Channel.
There you go.
Actually, after you open your program, we'll know that answer.
Yes.
So I'll wait until you open it.
Okay. I'll be right back. I'm going to go ahead and get a hold of my guests and everyone. Mm-hmm. Thank you.